Leaders in the Medical Work. August 4, 1903. Testimony to the Church. To the leaders in the medical work, I have a message for you. I am instructed to say that not all the arrangements connected with the management of the medical missionary work are to originate in Battle Creek. The medical missionary work is God's work, and every church bears its individual responsibility to read and understand the Word of God. We are to take a decided stand against allowing this work, sacred in its origin as a medical missionary work, to be carried to all parts of the world in publications and in personal missionary effort, to be selfishly controlled. One man is not to think he can be conscience for all medical workers. Human beings are to look to the Lord God of heaven alone for wisdom and guidance in establishing medical institutions. Our brethren must not be asked to work in accordance with the plans of a kingly, ruling power. A change must be brought about. The plan to fasten every medical institution to the central organization at Battle Creek must not be longer advocated, but be relinquished. This plan God forbids. For years I have been instructed that there is danger, constant danger, that our brethren will be taught to look to their fellow men for permission and for guidance to do this or that work in the place of looking to God. Thus they become weaklings, and all such restrictions are disapproved of God. All men are bought with a price. The Lord can impress the minds and consciences of all who serve Him and do His work under bonds to God and in a spirit of fraternity that is in accordance with the principles of His laws. God is acquainted with the future. He is the one to whom we are to look for guidance. If the practice comes in to look to one another for guidance, we will be misled, adrift, and the mischief is done. They lose confidence in God, and they cannot depend on human wisdom. This sentiment has now come in, the result of which will be placing man where God should be, ever and under all circumstances. Christ is our wisdom, our sanctification, our refiner, our dependence, now and forever and forever. The words were spoken, "Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils." Isaiah 2, verse 22. Let your words and all your plans be under the divine direction. The service of Christ is a heavenly and holy and blessed thing. The word is to be diligently searched, for the ministry of the word discovers the imperfections in our characters and teaches us that the sanctification of the Spirit is a work of heavenly devising, presenting in Christ Jesus the true perfection that, if maintained, will become a perfect whole in behalf of every soul. We are educated in Bible lines to become complete in Christ-likeness and to see His Father's face in Him who gave His own life for the saving of the soul. Let every church member consider the breaking up of the fallow ground, the careful cleansing of the soil, and the depositing and harrowing of the seed, which is the laborious work of the husbandman. It is a rough and searching process. The harrowing of the seed is not always pleasant to the receiver, and sometimes disabling to him because he does not sense the virtue of the word and becomes submissive under the tilling process in spiritual life. The sins committed require the sincere repentance that needeth not to be repented of. But when the hard soil is broken up and the stubborn clods are broken to pieces, then the precious seed can be sown and harrowed into the soil. This represents the severe discipline of God. Often rebellion is manifested, and the discipline of God must continue until the determined will is broken and the end is gained. In things spiritual as well as natural, this work must be done. Often severity is needed to bring in the spiritual harvest. It is God's great law that without the proper sowing of seed and the tillage, there will be no harvest in sheaves. An experience is lacking. Divine blessings wait only for human spiritual working of the soil of the heart and the industry to care for the soil while the Lord is sowing His seed. As a man soweth, he shall also reap. All who study the Word with full purpose to cleanse away from the life all sin, and who search the Scriptures to learn what is truth, will welcome the truth of the Word as a Thus saith the Lord. They will repent under the sharp reproofs of Bible truth, fully aware that truth never changes to adapt itself to any person that lives. If a man sow true repentance, he will reap the reward of sound good works. If he continues in the faith, he reaps peace. If he becomes sanctified and cleansed from his appetite for cheapness and folly, he shall, if he continues to sow in faith and repentance and hope, reap righteousness and perfect love. If he continues to sow faith, he shall reap. He subordinates himself to an entirely different experience, accepts daily the sanctifying processes, and a continuance in the well-doing in overcoming makes him a daily victor because he keeps the mark of Christ's perfection ever before him. Now, any profession you make will be of little advantage to you unless you keep in view that you are running a race in hope of receiving an everlasting spiritual victory, which is essential if you are worthy to share the life with Christ and the fullness of the immortal inheritance. The daily fructifying influence of the Holy Spirit of God must quicken into life and productiveness your purposes, else you will fall into the same channel as that of your past life. Now, my brother, will you work to a purpose to prepare yourself for the inheritance of the saints in light? You never yet have felt the sinfulness of your own past course. Life is short. A life is presented to you to obtain that is as enduring as the life of God. Will you consider and think and have the true heavenly manliness to do the work that Christ invites you to do now? It is fructifying with Christ. He laid aside his royal crown and his kingly robe and came to meet the powers of darkness in humanity, just as you are required to meet the satanic influences. Will you accept the invitation of Christ? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Matthew 11, verse 28-29. This is the very lesson every one of the human family will have to learn, else they can never become sons and daughters of God and be numbered with the royal family. It rests with every one. Will you take his yoke? Will you give up every inducement and attraction of the world? Will you fully come to your Savior and say, I accept the terms. I take the yoke of Christ. You need to become not a novice, but an intelligent, converted Christian by copying the example of one who gave his life to a life of persecution. All manner of evil was spoken against Christ. They said that he had a devil, and what sufferings he endured in your behalf that you should not perish. There is limit to willful transgression. You cannot continue in sin and grace abound. You and I and all who have sinned may pray to God, not that he would change natural laws, but that he will make the heart wise in choosing to conform the life and character to vindicate and sustain all the wise and true laws God has given. I write these things to you. I greatly desire that you should have an entirely different history in the future than in the past. I am so sorry that, in your association in Battle Creek, you have been passing over the same ground that many have passed over, trusting to their own individual selves. You need to make a decided change in yourself, answering to conversion. Your Savior invites you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Verses 29-30. Here is your work, and will you grieve the Holy Spirit of God? Please tell me what you made with the people in Battle Creek. How much money have you expended, and how much have you gained in educational lines? What have you still in hand of money? I think if you should go to Washington, it will be a much safer place for you to obtain an education. If you would only heed the counsel the Lord has given, it is your only safety. As I have had your case opened before me, I have thought much. If you had a genuine experience in the knowledge of the truth, what a happy influence would be created in the perfection of Christian life.